Blackstone Audio presents Ecce Homo by Friedrich Nietzsche. Preface 1. As it is my intention within a very short time to confront my fellow men with the very greatest demand that has ever yet been made upon them, it seems to me above all necessary to declare here who and what I am. As a matter of fact, this ought to be pretty well known already, for I have not held my tongue about myself. But the disparity which obtains between the greatness of my task and the smallness of my contemporaries is revealed by the fact that people have neither heard me nor yet seen me. I live on my own self-made credit, and it is probably only a prejudice to suppose that I am alive at all. I do but require to speak to any one of the scholars who come to the Ober Engadin in the summer in order to convince myself that I am not alive. Under these circumstances, it is a duty, and one against which my customary reserve, and to a still greater degree the pride of my instincts, rebel, to say, "Listen, for I am such and such a person. For heaven's sake, do not confound me with anyone else." 2. I am, for instance, in no wise a bogeyman or moral monster. On the contrary, I am the very opposite in nature to the kind of man that has been honored hitherto as virtuous. Between ourselves, it seems to me that this is precisely a matter on which I may feel proud. I am a disciple of the philosopher Dionysus, and I would prefer to be even a satyr than a saint. But just read this book. Maybe I have here succeeded in expressing this contrast in a cheerful and at the same time sympathetic manner. Maybe this is the only purpose of the present work.